trying to convince the undecideds. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Candidates have one last full day to do that before tomorrow.
The most important election in our lifetimes is going to take shape in this country for decades to come. We're one of those inflection points.
That was President Biden in New York. Today, he'll rally Democrats in Maryland. Former President Trump will campaign for Republicans in Ohio the day after saying in Florida,
Biden and the far-left lunatics are waging war on your jobs, your safety, your values, and your freedom.
Now, one of several races in the battle for control of the Senate is in Georgia. Democrat Raphael Warnock trying to hold off Republican Herschel Walker's challenge.
The latest Fox News polling has Warnock and Walker practically neck and neck, and Georgia did indeed see record early voting for a midterm, but the pressure is on the GOP to prevent a repeat of 2020 when Georgia handed Democrats the Senate. Warnock still holds the advantage among independents, according to that same Fox News poll. For Republicans, they really have to get their base out.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni in Macon, Georgia. A Russian businessman is admitted to meddling in U.S. elections.
Yevgeny Prigozhin vowed they would continue to interfere carefully, accurately, surgically. The entrepreneur has been accused of sponsoring so-called troll farms of social media users. The FBI is offering $250,000 for his arrest. The State Department, $10 million for information about his activities.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The head of the UN has a stark warning at the start of a climate change summit in Egypt.
Global temperatures keep rising, and our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible.
Antonio Guterres calling on countries to do more to cut emissions. There's a new named storm in the Atlantic.
Nicole is near the Bahamas, but over the next few days, it will reach Florida's southeastern coast. No evacuation orders have been called. Nicole is not currently forecast to reach hurricane strength.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another state with closely watched races, Arizona. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly trying to fend off a challenge from Republican Blake Masters. And there's more drama in the battle for governor.
The campaign headquarters for Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake are shut down as police investigate an envelope that reportedly had suspicious white powder inside. No one was hurt as police and fire were called to the Phoenix building on Sunday after a staffer opened the envelope under medical supervision. Lake's campaign spokesman says the campaign's resolve has never been higher and they cannot be intimidated. Democratic nominee Katie Hobbs condemned what she calls threatening behavior and says she's thankful no one was hurt. This comes just a week after a break-in was reported at the Hobbs campaign headquarters. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Elon Musk just tweeted, vote Republican in the midterms. Amid his controversial takeover of Twitter, there are reports Musk is trying to rehire employees days after cutting nearly half the social media company's workforce. There's a search in Iowa for a killer, a woman convicted in the death of a man she claims trafficked her for sex.
Authorities in Des Moines, Iowa say Piper Lewis was seen walking out of the Fresh Start Women's Center Friday morning after her GPS monitor was cut off. A warrant was issued for the 18-year-old's arrest. The probation violation report asking for her deferred judgment to be revoked and her original sentence to be imposed. She could face up to 20 years in prison. Lewis made national headlines in 2020 when she pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter, admitting to stabbing Zachary Brooks more than 30 times inside his apartment, revealing she had been trafficked to Brooks for sex on multiple occasions. A judge showing her mercy with 5 years closely supervised probation, but also ordering her to pay $150,000 in restitution, a GoFundMe campaign for Lewis raising over $500,000. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up more than 200 points, the Nasdaq's gaining 14. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.